Falcon Houston. Go. If you'd like some help being coached onto this next star, it's in Cassiopeia, and we're suggesting detent 3 be a spiral of 181, a cursor of 23, and it should be just to the left of Nabi, the bright star to the left of Nabi.
Okay.
And we'll give you the now and
the radar. March.
That's firm.
Okay. Okay, we'll cycle back.
Okay, Falcon Houston, observe your cycle back. We'll have to rerun that first star again.
Yeah, Roger. And the reason I did that was because we need to stick an erasable load in here on the NAV 79. Okay, Houston, it doesn't look like the program is running exactly right.
It seems to be the problem, Dave. Looks good from here.
Okay, we'll try, but we're in a loop here where it won't accept D10-6, I believe, but we'll press on.
It's always going to give the first one its compute state. Change it to 6 and go ahead. Okay, Dave, you ready for your second noun 69, noun 88s?
Well, I think we've got them on board if it's what you read us.
Roger, you're going great. Keep going.
Okay, Ed, I have Shadar.
Very good, Dave.
Okay, Houston, the torquing angles are up.
Roger. Stand by.
8-21-33, all minus.
Okay, Pearl.
Okay, they're in. And how about the RLS? Do you want to take it?
Negative, Falcon.
Roger on the negative.
Okay, Falcon Houston, we need to redesignate the rendezvous radar to 180-27000 for thermal protection.
Here comes your EMOD dump.
Roger, ready.
And Houston will be standing by for your stay, no stay.
And Roger, you have a stay.
Got to stay, thank you.
And Falcon Houston, we're going to delete the 10-minute delay, so you can go right into PO6 and power down.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control. We're about 15 minutes from reacquiring the command module Endeavour. Al Warden will be in his 15th revolution of the moon at that time. And we're about 10 to 15 minutes behind the flight plan at the present time on the lunar surface in preparations for the stand-up EVA. However, we do hope to make up about 10 minutes of that by deleting a portion of the activities and powering down the guidance system about 10 minutes earlier than called for in the flight plan. There is a possibility at this point that the stand-up EVA would be delayed slightly, but there's also an equally good possibility that the crew will be able to make up the time that they are behind. And it will be just a question of whether or not that time can be made up. When we reacquire Endeavour, here in the control center, we'll be operating on a split Capcom setup. The spacecraft communicator for the lunar module on the surface will be astronaut Joe Allen.
Batteries both check, 37.
Roger, roger. ED bats.
On reacquiring the spacecraft communicator for the lunar module on the surface will be communicator for the lunar module on the lunar surface will be astronaut Joe Allen, and for the command module Endeavour in lunar orbit, the Capcom will be astronaut Gordon Fullerton. We're in the process of a shift handover in mission control. Flight Director Milton Windler is replacing Flight Director Glenn Lunny. And we do anticipate a change of shift press briefing, which will occur following the stand-up EVA, and we'll give you a more precise estimate on that a little bit later.
And Falcon Houston, we're having a changeover down here. Didn't get a chance to say a real good job on that descent.
Hey, thank you, Ed, and appreciate all your help, too. The comm was super today, and everybody back there was right on top of it all the way. We sure appreciate that help.
That looked real good from here, Dave. We'll see you on liftoff.
Okay, thanks, Ed.
Hello, Falcon. This is Houston.
Hello there, Houston. How are you?
Super down here, Dave and Jim. From what I heard, it was not only a good landing, it was a great landing. And it sounds like you didn't even bend anything.
Well, I hope not, Joe. But we're sure in a fine place here. We can see St. George. It looks like it's right over a little rise. I'm sure it's much further than that. We see Bennett Hill. We see something off at our, like, 1 o'clock. It's a pretty good elevation. We're not too sure of that, but we'll give you some more detail later on.
Roger, we're standing by. Falcon, Houston.
Go, Houston.
Dave, we've got some vital questions down here. First, did you see the reel on the way down?
Oh, sure, Joe. Easy.
Roger, and did you read the VHF call from Endeavour right shortly before the landing?
Negative.
Roger.
Why? Did he have something to say?
I'm sure he did, Dave, but we're wondering if you ever heard him call you on VHF. It sounds like we're going to have to do a VHF comm check.
No, we tried that contact 3 minutes prior to PDI, and we got no response, and Houston verified that the Endeavor could hear us, but we did not hear him.
Roger, we copy. And we have Rev 16 through 20 liftoff times when you're ready.
Okay, give us 5 minutes to clean up the cockpit here.
Roger, Dave, we're standing by. And be advised, the back room's doing slow rolls just from your first description there.
Okay, we've got a lot more coming. Stand by.
The back room referred to by Joe Allen is the science support room here in the Mission Control Center, which is manned by a team of scientists who will advise the Apollo 15 crew in their lunar surface exploration and geology and such things as the deployment of the lunar surface science experiment package. The flight dynamics officer has given us a revised estimate on the landing site, which he admits will be superseded as soon as someone has a chance to look out the lunar module and identify a few craters. Preliminary estimate at this time is 300 feet north and about 300 feet east of the targeted landing site. And as I say, that is almost certain to be updated as soon as Dave Scott gets a chance to stand up in the overhead hatch of the LM and take a look around.
Okay, Joe, it's Jim. I'm standing by to copy some liftoff data.
Roger, Jim. Liftoff time for T-16, 108, 3-9er, 4-5. T-17, 110, 3-8, 0-0. T-18, 112, 3-6, 1-3. T-19, 114, 3-4, 2-6. And T-20, 116, 3-2, 3-9er. Over.
Okay, the readback, Joe. 108-3945, 110-3800. 112-3613, 114-3426, 116-3239. Over.
Roger, Jim. Readback's correct. Sounds good.